Baby, dive in, cause the water feels fine. Written by Hello Moon.
And narrated by Orshata.
New connections as Alexis.
Stardust in Stories as Twyla.
Summary. Twyla can't help staring at Alexis's long legs and her itty-bitty skirts.
The bell above the door rang, and Twyla spun around to see who was there. She sighed. It was just Bob again. He'd been using the cafe as his spot for first dates. Most hadn't been successful, but today was a second date. She hoped it went well. A glance at the clock showed it was 1:45. Her stomach swooped. Alexis would be here at any moment. Ever since Alexis came back to live in Schitt's Creek, she'd spent more and more time at the cafe. At first, Twyla chalked it up to Alexis wanting to spend more time as friends. It wasn't until an after-hours kiss behind the counter that she realized Alexis wanted more than friendship. Sure, they'd been flirty ever since Alexis's return, but Twyla associated it with Alexis's bubbly personality rather than actual intention. Now, it seemed like whenever they were together, they couldn't stop touching each other. Alexis trailing her hand down Twyla's arm when she walked past, hooking ankles under the table. And the kisses. Forehead, cheek, lip, hands. Alexis spent any and every opportunity mapping out Twyla's body with her lips. It made Twyla all giddy just thinking about it. What really got to Twyla, though, were Alexis's outfits. Her outfits had always been fun and flirty, and now, as Alexis's girlfriend, she got to reap those benefits. Twyla couldn't keep her eyes away from Alexis's legs. They seemed to stretch forever, and the way they looked when Alexis flexed them as she stretched made Twyla's face grow hot. From short skirts, tight leggings, and floaty dresses, everything Alexis wore put her legs on display. The bell rang again, and this time it was Alexis. And apparently, she was trying to knock Twyla out because the outfit she had on today was amazing. Her top was a white racerback tank showing off her shoulders with heels that Twyla knew would have her towering over Twyla. But the skirt, it was a floral pattern filled with pinks and creams and short enough that if Alexis spun fast enough, she'd probably see her underwear.
Well, hello to you, cutie,
Alexis said as she sat down at the counter. She leaned over and gave Twyla a quick peck on the cheek.
Hi, Alexis. Do you want to order anything?
Alexis dragged her finger along the counter before looking up at her coyly.
I think I need a tall, cool glass of water because it's just so hot outside.
It had been cloudy most of the day, but Twyla couldn't help but play along. She got a glass and poured water right up to the top. She turned to hand it to Alexis and moved her arm quick enough to splash water across her shirt. Alexis jumped off the stool and made her way around the counter.
Oh my gosh, Twy, let me help.
She grabbed a cloth and started pressing it over Twyla's chest, slowing down as her brows furrowed. Twyla couldn't help but smile when Alexis realized that she'd been wearing a bralette and not her usual bra.
I think I have a backup shirt in the back. Do you want to help me come find it?
She knew it was such a cheesy line that she wanted to get her hands on Alexis as soon as possible.
Sure,
Alexis replied. They headed to the back, breezing past Twyla's cubby and out to the alley. The back door slammed shut, and Twyla gently pressed Alexis up against it. She gave her a firm kiss and brushed her hand along the hem of Alexis's skirt.
I think this one might be my favorite.
Alexis smirked.
Really? I couldn't tell.
They leaned back in to kiss, a slow and heady one that let Twyla slowly drag her fingers along Alexis's thighs until she stopped at the hem of her underwear. Twyla pulled back, fingers lightly petting at the spot.
Do you want my fingers or my mouth?
Mouth. Definitely mouth.
Alexis replied.
I love how you look when you're eating me out.
Twyla sank to her knees and pushed Alexis's skirt up to her upper thighs. She let out a groan. Alexis wore Twyla's favorite pair of underwear, pale pink with the mesh side panels. She pressed her fingers up against the mesh before leaning forward to mouth at Alexis's cloth-covered cunt. Alexis groaned and canted her hips up. Twyla loved teasing Alexis. She was impatient, and the longer Twyla took before they were skin to skin, the more vocal Alexis became. Her hands wandered to Alexis's thighs and firmly pushed them against the door. Twyla started to taste Alexis's arousal and paused her ministrations to suck through her underwear.
Twy,
Alexis whined.
Please.
She pulled back and looked at Alexis, her flushed face and pupils blown wide.
If you're going to ask that nicely.
Twyla gripped Alexis's underwear and pulled down until it was around her knees. Her pubic hair was neatly trimmed and damp. Twyla couldn't resist sliding her fingers through Alexis's folds and then shoving her fingers in her mouth. She ignored Alexis's pleas and instead focused on the burst of musky taste on her tongue. Once her fingers were clean, she wrapped her spit-wet fingers around Alexis's thigh and got back to her original task. She licked a broad strip along Alexis's cunt before moving to smaller licks. She and Alexis had been together long enough that she knew Alexis loved when Twyla took her time to let the pleasure build. She only grazed at Alexis's clit to start, giving enough pressure to tease, but not crest over. She felt the skirt brush up against her forehead, its silky texture absorbing her sweat. Twyla shifted her knees and moved her fingers to shallowly thrust into Alexis. Alexis keened, and Twyla's view was obscured as the skirt fell around her head. She moved her thumb to Alexis's clit and firmly pressed it in rhythm with her fingers thrusting. Her tongue moved into any empty space it could find. It didn't take long for Alexis's thighs to clench and for her to moan as she came. Twyla slowly pulled her fingers and mouth back, hand absentmindedly patting at her knee. She shuffled backwards, head popping out from underneath the skirt. She could only imagine what her hair and face looked like, mussed and red-faced.
Feel better?
Alexis panted. She moved down to a squat, back firmly pressed up against the door.
Definitely.
Twyla replied.
I'll see you when I get off work.
Alexis pressed an off-centered kiss to Twyla's lips.
Of course, babe.
Twyla watched as Alexis pulled her underwear back up and adjusted her skirt. As Alexis walked away, Twyla couldn't help but focus on her long legs and flouncy skirt. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please be sure to return to the author's original story and leave a comment and kudos. And if you'd like to hear more from us, please check out the Voice Team 2024 collection on AO3.